Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vidura uvacha. Savai Vishwa Svijam Isho. Vedadin Mukato Svijat.
Vedadin Mukato Svijat.
Yadyadyena Svijat Devas.
Yadyadyena Svijat Devas.
Tanme Bruhi Tapodana.
Tanme Bruhi Tapodana.
Virudo Uvacha. Savai Vishwa Svijam Isho. Vedadin Mukato Svijat.
Vedadin Mukato Svijat.
Yadyadyena Svijat Devas.
Yadyadyena Svijat Devas.
Tanme Bruhi Tapo Dana. Vidura uvacha. Vidura said, Saha, he Brahma, Vai, certainly, Vishwa, the universe, Svijam, of those who created. Ishaha, the controller. Veda Adin, the Vedas, etc. Mukataha, from the mouth. Asvijat, established. Yat, that. Yat, which? Yena, by which? Asvijat, created. Devaha, the God. Tat, that. Me, unto me. Bruhi, please explain. Tapakdana, O sage whose only wealth is penance. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vidura said, O great sage whose only wealth is penance, kindly explain to me how and with whose help Brahma established the Vedic knowledge which emanated from his mouth. No purport. Next translation. Next verse. Maitreya uvacha vigyajuk samatarvatyan vedan purvadibik mukaih shastram ijyam stutistomam prayashchitam vyadat kramat. Maitreya said, beginning from the first four, beginning from the front face of Brahma, gradually the four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva, became manifest. Thereafter, Vedic hymns which had not been pronounced before, priestly rituals, the subject matters of the recitation, and transcendental activities were all established one after another. Text 38. Ayurvedam Dhanurvedam Gandharvam Vedam Atmanaha tapatyam cha svijad devam. Stapatyam cha svijad vedam kramat purvadi bik mukai. He also created the medical science, military art, musical art, and architectural science, all from the Vedas. They all emanated one after another, beginning from the front face. Purport. The Vedas contain perfect knowledge, which includes all kinds of knowledge necessary for the human society, not only on this particular planet, but on other planets as well. It is understood that military art is also necessary knowledge for the upkeep of social order, as is the art of music. All these groups of knowledge are called Upapurana, or supplements of the Vedas. That is a mistake. I think Prabhupada said Upaveda, and someone else wrote Upapurana. Spiritual knowledge is the main topic of the Vedas. But to help the human beings' spiritual pursuit of knowledge, the other information, as above mentioned, forms necessary branches of the Vedic knowledge. So, from one point of view, these other departments of knowledge are required because people have material interests. Those whose interest in life is purely spiritual, those who don't have any material attachments, who don't care for money, don't care for so-called culture, they just want spiritual culture, they don't need these scientists, or do they? Is music just material? Is poetry just material? The Mayavadis may think it is, but we don't. Hare Krishna. Golokera Prema Dono Hari Nam Sankirtana. This music and this poetry is the glorification of Radha Krishna in the original, in Krishna's Leela, in the real world where Krishna's playing with his devotees. The walking is all dancing in Goloka. And the talking is all song. You can have poetry without song. You can just recite, read poetry. You can read it silently, just be on a piece of paper. There can be the Shravya Kavya and Patya Kavya. Kavya that you hear on the stage, drama. And Patya Kama, Kavya that somebody wrote, some poem, which can also be recited. I'm sorry, it's Shravya and Drishya. The poetry you see, which is drama, and the poetry which you hear, which is written. And of course, we write things down for recording on some physical medium. It becomes writing. Then we may not even recite it. We just read it silently. We recite it in our mind. So you can have poetry without song, without music, without melody. It can be just read without even pronouncing it. But you can't have music without song. Hare Krishna. The other way around. You cannot have song without poetry. If you're singing, normally you are singing some words. Real song means to sing words. Musical instruments imitate human song. Real music, original music, is singing. Instrumental music is secondary. It's in imitation of the human voice. And musical instruments, they don't sing words along with the music. Human beings do that. And when they do, necessarily, I guess you could sing something totally mundane. But proper song is the words that accompany the song are poetry. Poetry is special language with special qualities. Well, that's what how people express themselves in the spiritual world. All the talking is song. And because it's song, the words that accompany the song are poetry. That means that all the qualities that we know that make poetry striking and beautiful, they're present in the ordinary day-to-day talk of the spiritual world. Just like when people talk, even children, even aborigines, even totally uneducated, ignorant people, they're following rules of grammar. And the funny thing is, linguists have discovered that the more primitive people are, the less technology they have, the less education they have, the more complex their language tends to be. When people have nothing in their lives, you know, they live in a mud hut with no furniture, and they don't have anything physical, no physical property, and a very crude culture. Their mental lives, and their language can be very complex. The human mind needs something to occupy itself with. So when it has no physical toys to play with, it plays with words. Cultures that were physically deprived, technologically deprived, culturally deprived, politically oppressed, they tended to develop... Cultures that were politically oppressed tended to develop the strongest culture sometimes. Just like the Germans. Germany was not a place where people enjoyed great political freedom, or, you know, the individual citizen, the common citizen, didn't have much opportunity to express himself or to do anything except for be a good citizen, join the army, and get killed. But there was, because of lack, and Russia also, because of lack of individual freedom and initiative, the mental life was very prominent, and culture developed. So we find that people who are totally primitive, who have no culture and no material culture, their language can be very complex. But anyway, every human being is following the rules of grammar, even though they may not even know what grammar is, what a word is. They couldn't explain to you what a word is. They can tell you what a buffalo or a goat is, but they can't explain what a word is, what a syllable is. They don't know, even though they're following very complex rules. So theoretical knowledge and application are two different things. But we see that in the spiritual world, the most elegant rules of poetic expression and of music are being observed naturally. Of course, the inhabitants of the spiritual world are not ignorant. They do know everything, and maybe they didn't go to school. I don't know in Vaikuntha whether they have public schools and you have to go to school for 12 years before you get your forearms. I don't know. I don't think so. I think without having to go to school, they know everything. They may not have studied grammar in school for 6 years, but if you ask them a question about grammar, they can make up their own theory. They'll create their own grammar with 4,000 sutras on the spur of the moment, just to explain anything you want to know. They could create their own theories ad hoc. So they may not go out of their way to study theoretically, but they understand. And in Goloka, people are not just dumb Gwalas. There's more opulence in Goloka than there in Vrindavan than there is obviously in Vaikuntha, but the opulence is eclipsed, is not prominent. Just like the stars, there are as many stars in the daytime sky as there are in the evening sky. Half the stars are on this side of the globe,
the celestial sphere, and the other half of the stars are on the bottom. And those who are sitting in the nighttime, they can see them. We can't see them. But we have stars too. They're just, they're invisible. So Goloka has just as much and more opulence as Vaikuntha does, but nobody sees it. It's eclipsed by Krishna's madhurya, his sweetness, his charm, and which that charm which permeates the whole atmosphere, like the sunlight during the day, just obliterates the little twinkling of the stars. So one of the opulences is Gyanam. The Goloka, the Vrindavanvasis, Vajravasis, are just as smart as the Vaikunthavasis and more. They can also create their own systems of, you know, theoretical systems of grammar and poetry. They don't even need to study out of books. They know everything. And the especially in Madhurya Rasa, the intimate associates of Krishna, the gopis, they are the experts in all the arts and sciences. They create the systems. The other rishis are just borrowing their ideas from them. So we, poor mortals, earthlings, we have to study theoretically. We have to go to school. We don't know everything without going to school. We don't know anything without going to school. We can't get a good job without getting a diploma. But beyond that, beyond the economic question, we cannot graduate above being two-legged animals unless we get practical education and spiritual education. Dharmena hina pashu bir samana. People who have no dharma are no better than animals. And you can go add another clause onto that. People who have no education don't know, you know, what dharma is. To know dharma, you have to be educated. Tasmat shastram pramanam te. Dharma is to know. Dharma is knowing what your duty is, what you should do and what you not should not do. But how do you know that? You can't just go to the medical shop and buy some dharma pills. They'll give you automatically. You swallow a pill and it'll give you the discrimination pills to tell what to do and what not to do. There's no such thing. You have to actually go to school. You have to be educated. Tasmat shastram pramanam te. Karya karya vivastitau. Gyatva shastra vidana uktam. Karma kartami harhasi. Therefore, Arjun, you should take revealed scripture to be your source of understanding what is to be done and what is not to be done. Then proceed. Then go ahead and live your life. But first be trained up in shastra. That's what came out of Brahma's mouth, the shastra, the Vedas. First, in their original form, first the pure spiritual science, and then also all of its material reflections. You take the pure science, pure knowledge, the pure consciousness of Goloka, and reflect it in the material environment, you get the material form. Those who keep cows as a means of livelihood in the material world, their consciousness, their expertise is a perverted reflection of the expertise of the original Gwalas in Vrindavan. And unfortunately we see how perverted it becomes, that they stop taking care of cows because it's not good business and they only keep buffaloes. And then next generation, they'll sell the buffaloes and just keep pigs. You know, this is how it proceeds. Further degradation. Sure, there's plenty of pigs out in the street. They give good meat. You know, they're easy. They don't have to do anything. You just let them eat garbage and excrement, and they're happy. So it's even more economical than raising buffaloes. That will be the next generation. No? There's a cultural bias against that. That'll be broken down too. Let them watch MTV some more, and then they'll forget their prejudice against raising pigs. For all of this, for all kinds of knowledge, whether what you need for your particular life is just this pure spiritual knowledge how to reach Krishna, or whether you have some material interests because you have material desires, you need to be trained up. You need textbooks that will teach you the sciences you need to know. The origin of all this is the Vedas. And it's being demonstrated how practically, step by step, the other sciences, the practical sciences, arts and sciences, evolved out of the original Vedas. Okay. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu?
Sometimes when you see the old knowledge in the spiritual world is kind of automatically there, and there's no need for learning and things like that.
Maybe there's some pastime they go through, but I never heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of brahmanas in the spiritual world, army chiefs. I never heard of teachers. I didn't quite want to.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that, but then sometimes you hear that, gopis will approach other gopis and they'll become expert making,
Yes, there's apprenticeship. Want to be a servant of Radha Krishna, you have to be trained up. Mm-hmm. So that educational system is there, but it's informal. Mm-hmm. It's more formalized. There are groups, there's leaders of the groups and so on. That system is there. That's the original educational system.
It seems like maybe like a sadhaka who's achieving perfection and gets to take part in the Boma Lilas, he gets to learn all that before he goes back to Goloka. It seems like, he says that you'll take that last birth
yes.
And associate it for the other.
That's your training.
Yeah.
That's the workshop. The thing is, a devotee undergoes his theoretical training before that. Studies the Shastra, learns the philosophy, learns what it is in theory. Then he gets his chance, takes a birth in which he gets his practicum. He gets to actually experience it within the material world. But that's based on having the theoretical knowledge first. Having the gyanam, the transcendental knowledge of what it means to be a participant in Krishna's pastimes. Rupa Goswami has provided for us the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is a basic textbook on relationships with Krishna. We study that first. And other books like it. And then we become qualified to, not just by studying the books, by serving and by getting blessings of the Vaishnavas. We can become qualified to enter the next phase of actually practicing. Raga Nuga Bhakti. Which we can do in this life, in the same body, in the process of smaranam, remembrance.
You're talking about the two different kinds of kavya.
I mixed them up at first, but they're viewed kavya and heard kavya.
Okay. Sometimes they use the word nataka instead. Is that the same thing?
Nataka is the term for kavya that you see.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, drama. On the stage. Which is more than just poetry. It's acting, dancing, everything, but the poetry is the center of it. The actual language is the most important part of drama also. So textbooks on drama have extra chapters on the other aspects of drama beside poetry. But they also study poetry in depth. Books that are just for spoken poetry rather than enacted poetry, they'll leave out those chapters. Otherwise, the textbooks are the same. The part about kavya covers the same topics. The part about the language covers the same topics.
Lanka Kostubha, does it cover both?
No. Lanka Kostubha is about spoken kavya. Rupa Goswami wrote a textbook, Nata Chandrika, which is about specifically about dramatical art. But then he also wrote... He didn't write a book on kavya. Rupa Goswami. I don't think. Jiva Goswami wrote Bhaktivedanta Samhita Shesha, which is a textbook on kavya. Again, only on the spoken kavya, the language, the use of words. Example of both. Well, among mundane books, the original Natya Shastra by Bharat Muni is both. The Mamata's Kavya Prakash, which is very important and famous, is only spoken poetry. But after that, the next generation, Vishwanath's Sahitya Darpan, is both. It has extra chapters about the organization of drama and how you actually perform it on stage.
That's not our Vishwanath.
Yes?
That's not Vishwanath.
No. No. Jiva Goswami based his what's the name of the book? Bhaktivedanta Samhita Shesha on Sahitya Darpana. And Kavi Karanapur based his Alankar Kostapa on the earlier book, Kavya Prakash. But Jiva Goswami leaves out the books, the chapters on drama. He doesn't cover all of Sahitya Darpana. Just because that wasn't the purpose. That's been served by Rupa Goswami already in his book.
Rupa Goswami wrote a book?
He wrote a book on drama.
I did.
Yeah. I don't think on both. I haven't seen it. I don't know if we have it.
Yeah.
Not the Kachandrika. Yeah. Okay. Do you remember yet something? No? Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you. Oh, glory, Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.